Furthermore, it seems to me the case that we have much to learn from these people. They can be our teachers. These are philosophers, after all, who, as I'll try to make convincing to you, have much to teach us about how to live our lives, about the proper ways in which we can see the world, and about things that are, above all, of importance to us in our moral, political, intellectual, spiritual, philosophical lives. Finally, and above all, I want to try to convince you of the fact that it's simply interesting to read Plato and Aristotle. They were men, it seems to me, of insatiable curiosity, of extraordinary wit and intelligence, and reading them can be engaging and fulfilling just as an experience in itself. Finally, my lectures here are only designed, in a sense, to get you back to the experience of reading these texts. So I see myself here talking with you in these lectures about Plato and Aristotle, rather like an art critic who asks you to listen to what he has to say about Botticelli. The only real point of trying to understand that is to get you back to the experience of standing in front of a painting by Botticelli and understanding, finally, what it is that you're seeing. So basically, what I want to do is convince you that it will be interesting to listen to a series of lectures on Plato and Aristotle, primarily because it will get you back to the extraordinarily rewarding experience of what it is to read those texts themselves. Well, now I said that I wanted us to think about Plato and Aristotle as serious philosophers. And in asking us to think of Plato and Aristotle as serious philosophers, I'll also be asking us to think of them primarily as the authors of the philosophical texts that have come down to us. In that sense, here's another thing that we won't be doing and will be doing instead. We won't really be doing a history of philosophy. That is, we won't be thinking about philosophy from an historical point of view. And particularly, we won't be thinking about Plato and Aristotle, primarily at least, as historical personages. An interesting and important difference among scholars of Plato is the fact that some people are concerned with uncovering the historical Socrates, trying to figure out what the actual flesh-and-blood person Socrates thought and said and talked about in 5th-century Athens. Others with merely delineating the Socrates of the dialogues, that is, the Socrates that we see pictured in the Platonic writings. Might be illuminating here to compare Christian thinkers who are more or less concerned with the question of the historical Jesus. Well, I want to ask us somewhat more radically to be concerned less with the historical Plato or with the historical Aristotle and more with the thinker who is to be discovered in the texts of Plato or the texts of Aristotle. The implied author, as it were, of the Platonic dialogues and the Aristotelian treatises. In fact, we don't know that much about the historical persons of Plato and Aristotle. Ancient biographies are notoriously hagiographical and literary and conventional in nature, so that it's very hard for us to figure out or to know with any certainty what the lineaments of the life of Plato and Aristotle really were. But I've included in the notes for this course a broad outline of their lives and references that will help you if you are interested in finding out more about what we know about the historical life of these thinkers and about the historical context and situation in which they found themselves. But here, however, in this course of lectures, we'll be thinking primarily of Plato and Aristotle as essentially the authors of the texts we're going to be talking about. And in keeping with this way of thinking of Plato and Aristotle as essentially the author of the texts we'll talk about, these lectures are going to be, obviously, organized by texts. That is, this course of lectures is not going to be organized by topic, first talking about Plato's views on this, then on that, then on another thing. Instead, we're going to move in the first 7 lectures about Plato from one to another of Plato's dialogues, talking about the topics that get covered in those dialogues. And so, although somewhat differently because the literary remains that we have from Aristotle are different from Plato, somewhat differently when we talk about Aristotle.